Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
Several weeks ago, at a hearing on an education reform bill, the teachers' union seemed strangely underrepresented. In past sessions, they would have been out in force proclaiming the end of the world if the bill passed. But this time, one lonely representative stood up, said that they opposed the bill, and sat down. It was strangely out of character. Later, I ran into this union lobbyist who happens to be a friend, and I asked him about his muted testimony. In a statement that only a seasoned lobbyist would understand, he said, "Jeff, why fight the bill in this committee? The outcome was decided back in November." What he meant was, a chain of events led to the current makeup of the committee, and the fact that our bill would pass was a given. And in fact, the chain of events that led to that foregone conclusion began way before November. They actually began in June, when several conservative Republicans won hotly contested primary races. They then moved on to join with conservatives who won in the general elections, and together, they elected conservative Austin Knutson as Speaker of the House. He in turn appointed conservatives to key committees, and that led to the foregone conclusion on our bill. Now don't get me wrong, the union will still do everything in its power to kill the bill, but that particular committee wasn't the place to do it. Which brings me to my point, and that is that elections have consequences. It does no good to sit on the sidelines until the hearing on a bill and hope for the best. By then, it's too late. It's much easier to get the right person elected in the first place than it is to change the mind of a sitting legislator. It never ceases to amaze me that citizens get mad at legislators who won't change their mind even after the legislator told them before they were elected how they would vote. We always say we want principled legislators who will stand their ground and not be influenced by pressure. Then we get mad when they won't bend to the pressure of our phone calls and emails. Does that make any sense? Of course not. The solution is to become active in the election cycle so that the right people get elected. Nothing is more discouraging than to see liberals get elected in rock-solid conservative districts just because they have high name recognition. At the end of each session, we produce a legislative scorecard to help voters make informed choices in the next election cycle. Anything above a 90% is a solid conservative rating. But there are legislators from rock-solid conservative districts who scored as low as 30% and still got reelected in the 2014 election cycle. How is that even possible? It happens because citizens are either asleep at the switch or they just don't care. Either way, elections have consequences, and the results of November elections lead to foregone conclusions on bills that will be heard months later. Whether those results are positive or negative is up to us. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.